Keith Peters reporting a Boeing 737 operated by Southwest Airlines lost an engine cover shortly after takeoff yesterday from Denver. Correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
The pilot radioing the tower that audio captured on liveatc.net.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
No one was injured. The plane returned safely to the airport. The FAA is investigating. It's the second mishap for Southwest and the latest in a string of mechanical issues for Boeing planes over the last several months. I'm Julie Walker.
It's crunch time this week for House Speaker Mike Johnson as he decides if and how to funnel more aid to Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Johnson has promised lawmakers will take up Ukraine aid first thing this week as they return from their Easter recess. The White House asking for some $92 billion in aid, the lion's share for Ukraine and money also for Israel and defense of U.S. interests in the Indo-Pacific. But some conservative Republicans, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, opposed tens of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine, while little has been done to secure the U.S. southern border. Bob Agnew reporting.
A New York appeals court judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he fights to move the case out of Manhattan. The decision came Monday, a week before jury selection was set to start. Trump's lawyers had argued at an emergency hearing that the historic trial should be postponed while they seek a change of venue to move it out of heavily Democratic Manhattan. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the Nasdaq rose 5, the S&P declined 2. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in this country is going down.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals gave a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs who claim that the ban violates a state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case and may be challenged in the Indiana State Supreme Court. The ACLU says some of them consider abortion to be an important part of their religious expression. This is SRN News. The contentious federal lawsuit between the huge Walt Disney Corporation and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues. We hear more from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
As part of a settlement deal that Disney reached with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in state court, the theme park will put a two-month pause on its federal suit. Disney's request last Friday to the federal appellate court was motivated by last month's settlement deal involving two Florida lawsuits between Disney and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. After DeSantis took over the theme park's governing board, the company and the district began fighting in state court over how Disney World would develop in the future. Disney has since agreed to pause the federal lawsuit, which is being appealed. The district provides municipal services. It was controlled by Disney supporters for close to 50 years until DeSantis's appointees took it over last year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.